Welcome to Mora For You. Mora Sweeney is an author, blogger, and public speaker who always has an eye out for you and your personal happiness. Conventional and offbeat, vintage and modern, Mora weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories that challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Mora with today's thoughts for you.
Are you wearing the wrong pair of shoes? I'm not necessarily talking about typical shoes, but if you want to consider a walk in life and what it is that you're doing in life, asking if you are wearing the wrong shoes is a great place to start. For one thing, have you ever put on a pair of shoes that were too small or too tight? Sometimes shoes are too big, too gaudy, too clunky. And some other shoes are even hand-me-down or knockoff shoes. Many times we can find ourselves in our walk in life and the shoes or the walk we're taking in them just doesn't feel right, comfortable, or appropriate for us. And that's something that I'm looking at today when we consider living happily from the inside out. I wanted to reference two interesting fairy tales that I think have something to offer in the way of talking about our wearing the wrong shoes. One of them is the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. If you remember far back enough, you'll know that Goldilocks took a walk and entered into someone else's house, and it was the house of the Three Bears. They were gone, but she was busy trying to make herself comfortable there. Sometimes she was in Papa's chair, it was too big. Mama's chair wasn't a fit, but the little baby bear's chair was just the right size for her. If you can go back then and remember the story of Goldilocks as a child, you'll recall that there was something inside of you that understood exactly what was taking place. It was more than a regular story about Goldilocks trying to find the right bed or chair or spoon and bowl to eat from. Goldilocks was there in a stranger's house trying to identify with those items that made her feel at home, that felt just right. I would say at some level, rather than looking at all the items in the home of the Three Bears with her natural eyesight, she was instead relying on an internal guide that let her know when she had arrived at the place that felt comfortable for her. Now, the second piece of children's literature that I remember is Cinderella. If you remember the story of Cinderella, she was a woman who was kept among the cinders by her stepmother. And yet, one day, she was to find that there was a set of shoes that fit no one else but her. Those shoes were the shoes of the intended princess. And when she put her feet into them, she knew they were just right. Well, let's take these two thoughts today about fitting into things in the world and knowing when something was just right and looking for some life lessons that we could acquire from them. For one thing, when we look at the various shoes we wear in life or the walk we take in life, do you realize that much of what we acquire we get from our family? We get from our backgrounds and beliefs. We get from cultural experiences, religious persuasions, economics, education, even sometimes experiences that might have hit us when we were during a developmental part of our life. And all of those things can somehow bring us away from knowing within what are our most comfortable and right shoes. Today, when you're giving some thought to life and you have a few minutes to yourself, ask yourself if you're wearing the wrong set of shoes. Give a little bit of thought to Goldilocks and how she felt her way through a new house and found exactly what was just right for her. Think about Cinderella, who lived a life that was completely distant from the one that she was destined for. and know that those shoes were awaiting her. Do you realize that even if you have been in life wearing someone else's shoes, hobbling along in a pair that just didn't quite fit properly for you, that even the time spent wearing the wrong set of shoes can be translated into something very good and very beneficial? If you, for example, have been anything like a Cinderella who was put down in a place that seemed to be far beneath her actual stature, you'll notice that Cinderella used that time to develop compassion, a greater sense of love, and an appreciation for life at its simplest best without all the accoutrements around her. And somehow, although the story doesn't tell us, we all know that once Cinderella put on her crown, married the prince, and lived happily ever after, that her form of leadership and guidance to others had been formed in part and well by her time spent among the cinders. So whatever shoes you've been wearing, may you know that there's a perfect set of shoes for you. I would encourage you today to give some thought to it and use not just so much your intellect and your training, but use your intuition and your inner sense of what feels most comfortable for you. Well, this has been Maura with your Living Happy Thought today. But before we close, let's listen to someone else who's going to share with us what makes them happy from the inside out too. Until next time.
Hello, my name is Brandon Fisher. I am from Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania. Right now I'm a student at Colorado Technical University Online, and I'm the content manager at logiccentralonline.com. And the thing that makes me probably the most happy is being able to look back 3 months, 6 months, whatever, and just see progress in my life in the areas that I'm passionate about and see that I'm moving on.
For more about Maura, visit her at mauraforyou.com, where you can find videos, blogs, and her book series, The Art of Happiness. Visit mauraforyou.com, where Maura is always for you.